This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Tech Talk. Good afternoon. Frida Liu here. It's Geek Squawks. Madam Tish from CulturePop.com is here a week before Christmas and he's spending his time with us. What have you got for us anyway?
Well, retail giant Amazon, this is their busy time of the year, obviously. They have long trumpeted their intention to get their Prime Air, their drone delivery service, up and running by, I think, 2018 is the date they've got. So a few people have been telling me recently that they think we're still a long way from when we can have drone deliveries as a reality. And I'd like to say to them, well, you're wrong. Mm. This week, Prime Air made its first commercial delivery. Nothing fancy. It was a bag of popcorn and one of those streaming TV devices in the British University town of Cambridge. So I didn't realize, but the company actually has a drone flying facility in the city, which they opened last year. And Cambridge is actually very close to where I come from in the UK. My first proper job out of college was in Cambridge, and it's still one of my favorite cities. But it does make sense to test the aircraft there because it's very flat and it's full of fields. So once you put a drone in the air, you can keep visual track of it over really long distances. Plus, the UK Aviation Authority is one of the few in the world that's very supportive of research by companies into this kind of pilotless flight. So the shipment took an incredible 13 minutes from order to delivery. There are some caveats. You need a really big garden. There's no chance of the drone flying through your balcony window and into your fourth floor apartment. Orders have to weigh less than 2.6 kilograms in total.
Right.
And the drones can only fly in good weather, which is not something that happens too often in the UK. And the kicker, the current test program is limited to just two people. Still, it is a cool achievement. I hope one day I can order something from Amazon US. In fact, we were talking about a book order.
Yeah.
I wish it would float almost silently across the Pacific Ocean until it touches down at my house in Putrajaya. So I think we're definitely going to see these deliveries commercially by 2018.
And it'll go down in history as the first delivery being popcorn.
I know, popcorn. I mean, if you... Yeah, it's a bit of an anti-climax, that one, isn't it? Oh, bag of popcorn on a drone. Yay.
Right. And you've got another one on mutton.
Yes, one of the things we like to do here on Geeks is to keep you informed of the latest developments in science as well as technology. So you'll be pleased to hear that scientific research from India suggests that if a couple wants to conceive a boy, the woman should eat plenty of mutton. Now, the reason for this is... Yeah, there's no reason for this. You'd have to have mutton for brains to think that this would work. Mangalam, a daily newspaper in Kerala province, issued an article recently citing so-called scientifically proven evidence for obtaining a man-child, other than, of course, stealing one and having it raised by Bagheera and some friendly wolves. The paper has since been roundly criticised across the country, not least by the Prime Minister in India, who has been trying to overcome the preference for male children in a country that already has a potentially dangerous gender imbalance. The article also claimed that sperm is scientifically proven to be stronger on certain days of the week and that men should avoid eating foods with a high acid content, presumably because the acid will dissolve fragile male chromosomes. Who knows? But it's been a year of fake news, so why not throw a bunch of junk science into the mix as well?
You know, but you see, this story is mutton, beef, you know, get that to get a boy, take more alkaline food for a girl. So this has been going on around.
I know it's been going on for a long time, but when you actually present it as science, you state in your article that this is scientifically proven. I think it's fine if you want to say some people believe blah, blah, blah. But if you say, scientists all agree that mutton helps you conceive men. So, yeah, I think mutton up is the term for this.
Something, now time for something that is proven.
Weekly Tech Talk updates brought to you by General Electric. Researchers working at the University of Arizona and UCLA say that the year of your birth can, to a certain extent, predict how likely you are to get sick or be killed by a flu virus that has crossed over from an animal. According to Michael Warby, the head of the University of Arizona's Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology, said that we're not completely blank slate when it comes to how susceptible we are to emerging flu viruses. Even if we've never been exposed to the H5 or H7 viruses, we have some amazing protection against one or the other. The team analyzed data from every known case of severe illness or death from influenza caused by the H5N1 or H7N9 bird flu strains. They found that whichever human influenza strain a person happened to be exposed during his or her first infection with flu virus as a child determines which novel avian origin flu strains they would be protected against in a future infection. The team writes that this effect of immunological imprinting appears to be exclusively dependent on the very first exposure to flu virus encountered in life and difficult to reverse. The results appeared in the Journal of Science.
This weekly update was brought to you by General Electric.
And it's time for King of the Crowd. What have you been scouring around for?
Okay, we're going a little bit esoteric for King of the Crowd this week. So when I was a kid, I loved playing chess. I once beat Garry Kasparov and Bobby Fischer in exhibition matches. I checkmated IBM's Big Blue in 12 moves. And of course, I'm lying. Yes, I enjoyed chess as a kid, but you know, I was a hack player like most people are. A company called Infivention in India again, is trying to make chess cool again. They've come up with an automated board called the Square Off. Now, there have been automated boards before. Basically, you play against the artificial intelligence and there's a mechanism underneath that moves the pieces from the other part. This is similar, but way, way better. Yes, you can do that. You can play against the onboard artificial intelligence, but via a service called Play Chess, you can play across the world, across the net, with friends or any of the 200,000 users on PlayChess. And when your opponent makes a move, wherever they are in the world, their piece will slide across the board as if a ghost had moved it. It's freaky, but really, really fun. And of course, when you move, the corresponding piece magically jumps across your opponent's board, wherever they are. It is really, really cool. Even if you're not into chess, it's worth getting this just to see the pieces moving around on their own. So far, they've raised $250,000. So the project's doing pretty well. The boards themselves start at about $250 plus shipping. And the company is planning to ship in June 2017. So more details on that one on Indiegogo.
All right. Okay. King of the Crowd.
Yeah, well, you might have noticed a surprise in your inbox recently. You could have had an email from Bob Lord, who is the security chief at Yahoo. And I imagine the surprise for many of you was the same one that I had. Really? I still have a Yahoo account?
So do I.
Yes. In September, Yahoo revealed that 500 million accounts had been breached in a hack in 2013. Oh, my years are terrible right now.
Yeah.
And now it turns out that in 2014, 1 billion accounts were compromised. In both instances, state-sponsored hackers are suspected, though we don't know which state as yet. And this just seems to be another one of the woes that keeps piling on Yahoo. Mm. There have been concerns in recent years that it has fallen behind its rivals in terms of the security of its email accounts. And now it seems that Verizon, which is currently in the process of buying the company for $4.8 billion, may try and negotiate that figure downwards if it can be proved that these breaches have caused material damage to Yahoo's value. If you are a Yahoo user, then it would be a good idea to change not just your passwords, but your security questions as well, because that information was also breached. Alternatively, the company suggests that you switch to using Yahoo account key, which avoids the need to use a password by sending an authorization code to your phone when you log in. So it's one of these two-step authorizations.
All the time.
All the time. But that should help to keep you safe. Unless, of course, you know, grandma is hacking your phone and sending it off to Romanian organizations.
And what's the geek tune for today?
Ah, El Perro del Mar. Now, this band, it's actually a one-woman show. It's one of the few hipster bands that have managed to stay ahead of the trend curve, a bit like St. Vincent, very much into reinventing their sound from release to release. This track came out earlier this year to trail the release of the band's fifth album in September. This is Bread and Butter by El Perro del Mar. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.